the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We heard today one of the most important gospel readings that we have in our lectionary, which is the parable often referred to as the parable of the sower. Really, it is the parable of the seed, because as we see in this parable, the seed is of the utmost importance, and I'll explain that in a minute. But we see how important this parable is because it is one of the only parables that Jesus explains to his disciples to make sure that they actually get the point. And it's such an important parable that in our church we see something today that we wouldn't notice most years because it doesn't coincide, but today it happens to be the commemoration, the feast of the Seventh Ecumenical Council, for which there is a special reading that we read. It falls, I think, between October 11th and 17th every year. But this year, because the parable of the seed fell on this Sunday, instead of reading for the fathers of the Seventh Council, we read this parable. Such is its importance. And so Jesus explains to us what he means by this parable by telling us that the seed is the Word of God. It is the scriptural teaching. It is Jesus' teaching. That is the seed. And that is of the utmost importance. And what he's telling his disciples is that they should go out and spread that seed everywhere that they can possibly sow, everywhere they can possibly spread. And he's telling them in advance that the seed is not going to take root and flourish in many places. Because sometimes, Jesus says, it falls along the path. There's no depth there. There's nothing to take root, and the devil comes along and plucks it away. And some of it falls on stone, which Jesus explains, is that sometimes it begins, the seed begins to take root, but it's so stony, there's nowhere for it to go. And eventually, in times of temptation, people will fall away. And then he says there's some that falls among the thorns. And in those cases, what happens is that the seed again takes root, but it gets rooted out, so to speak, by the thorns, which he says are the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. But Jesus is telling his disciples to have hope and to continue to sow the seed, because some of it will fall on good soil. And when it falls on good soil, it will be fruitful and multiply. And Jesus is telling his disciples, and through them he's telling us, we don't know what the ground is. We are, our responsibility, our only responsibility, brothers and sisters, is to go out and to sow the seed, is to spread the word of God. We should not judge beforehand what type of soil it is. Just go out and throw the seed everywhere, is what Jesus is telling his disciples, because some of it will fall on good soil. And also because even if there is good soil, if no one sows, if no one spreads the seed, then that soil goes to waste. And so that is what Jesus is teaching us today. This has important implications for how we live our lives and how we ought to think about how we interact with others. And I want to share a personal example because it just happened a couple of weeks ago, and then I was looking ahead and getting the bulletin ready. I usually work a little bit ahead on the bulletin, and I saw this week that it was going to be this parable. I thought, that's nice. I have some sermon material a little bit in advance, because I had a conversation with a young man who was asking me a question about my job as a priest, as a pastor of a parish, and specifically about prison ministry. Because this young man was aware that there have been people to whom I've ministered, to whom this church has ministered, who have been given the seed, what was sown, but it didn't take root for whatever reason. And this young man asked me, how do you deal with that? When you put so much time and effort and sometimes even money into a person, and then you see them fail. And I said, I deal with it because of this parable, I explained to him the parable of the seed. My job is not to make sure that it grows over it. To make it take root, I can't do that. All I can do is sow the seed. And so I continue to do that because the seed needs to be sown. And there are people out there. If we sow that seed, we'll do well, become fruitful, and multiply. And he said, so you kind of look to examples in the past of people that you have had success with. I said, no, you're not understanding it quite correctly. I'm not looking at the past and examples of people who have done well. I'm looking towards the future. And I'm understanding that my responsibility is to sow the seed. My responsibility is not to get down when someone fails, when it falls on the path, when it falls in the rocky soil or in the thorns. I can't help that. My job and my only job is to continue to sow the seed. And so that's how I keep going. You see, this parable, again, explains to us, brothers and sisters, that our one and only focus should be on spreading the word of God. We can't control what happens to that message. Once it leaves our lips, once it leaves our actions, the way we behave towards others. It's not our word. It's not our problem. It's not our focus. Our one and only focus is to spread the word of God. And not just by our mouths, of course, but by the way that we live our lives. We leave the rest to God. As Paul said in his first epistle to the Corinthians, he sowed the seed, others waters, but it was God who gave the growth. To him be all glory, honor, and worship.